Night of the Comanche Moon by T.T. Flynn. What did a girl on the wild New Mexico frontier, an English girl, not much past 20, do when her brother had vanished? A young man whom she had watched ride off with a last cheery backward wave and high plans and hopes. And what did a man do? A fighting war chief of the Quahada Comanches, when a son disappeared, probably killed. Possibly a prisoner on a great hacienda south of the Bravo River in Old Mexico. On an afternoon of brilliant sunlight, Ann Carruthers made her decision within minutes after the spring wagon returned from another trip into town, bringing supplies and the latest mail. Ann carried the bundle of newspapers, magazines, and letters into the new massive walled adobe house and tried not to hurry. Several ranch hands, including Pete Wilcox, the foreman, were watching her closely. Their thoughts undoubtedly matched her thoughts. When was Jeffrey Carruthers returning to this immense ranch he should be managing day by day now? In the long, low-ceilinged living room, Ann impatiently pushed newspapers and magazines aside on the table and untied the packet of letters. Her hair, brown with hints of red gold in the sunlight, was coiled and pinned close to her head today, and she was frowning as she riffled through the mail. Many of the letters were off the ocean mails from Great Britain and the continent, and, again, no word at all from Jeffrey. Anne walked restlessly to one of the windows and looked out across the vastness of distance that was this empty, still savage land of New Mexico. She hadn't really expected a letter from Jeffrey today. Her inner dread, which had been a tightening knot for weeks now, had bloomed into a growing certainty that something disastrous had happened to Jeffrey. For days, she had planned.